can fall within hours. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
You need to evacuate now.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis with a last warning and a late-night update on the storm now west of the Florida Keys and headed to the northeast.
This is going to be a devastating major hurricane strike in southwest Florida. The latest information, maximum winds at 120 miles per hour, a Category 3, but one that's forecast to intensify into a Category 4 before landfall.
Meteorologist Ian Oliver at Fox Weather says Hurricane Ian's landfall is now projected to be near Fort Myers late on Wednesday. Governor DeSantis says President Biden has granted his request for a pre-landfall federal disaster declaration to speed relief efforts, which the governor says will begin as soon as the storm subsides.
There's now over 30,000 personnel stationed and standing by to help with power restoration, and that's across all of our utilities, our electric co-ops.
The governor says 5,000 Florida National Guard troops are staged to conduct rescue missions if needed. Storms also spawned tornadoes on Florida's east coast, touching down in Broward County and damaging several aircraft at an airport in Hollywood, Florida. NASA has moved the Artemis moon rocket off its launch pad at Cape Canaveral and into a hangar for protection from the storm. That'll push the next possible moonshot launch date to November. 24 hours ago, Ian passed over western Cuba, damaging the electrical grid and knocking out most of the power to the island in the process, also damaging much of Cuba's tobacco crop, which is used to make cigars. The Senate will resume work in the morning on a continuing resolution to keep the government operating after Friday, but a provision that would revise government energy permitting procedures has been dropped from the bill after opposition from some far-left senators and many of the Republicans. That provision had been promised to West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin to win his support for the Inflation Reduction Act. America is listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wednesday's scheduled hearing of the House Select January 6th Committee has been postponed.
As Hurricane Ian barrels toward the Florida coast, the January 6th Committee has not named any witnesses for this week's session, but was expected to present evidence collected over the summer before issuing interim and final reports later this year. Committee investigators also plan to talk to Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in a closed-door interview in the coming days. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Iowan Kyle Young has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for an assault on a police officer during the Capitol incursion. Abortion laws in South Carolina almost certainly won't get more restrictive this term after Republicans in the General Assembly could not agree on a total ban on abortion during a special legislative session on Tuesday. The Senate kept the state's current ban on abortions after cardiac activity is present in a fetus, which usually happens around the six-week mark. A 15-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert in Southern California was killed during a shootout between deputies and the alleged kidnapping suspect. Savannah Graziano was said to have been abducted by her father, Anthony, after he allegedly shot and killed the girl's mother during a domestic violence-related incident. Police say a citizen reported they spotted the suspect's pickup truck. Police chased the vehicle but started taking fire.
During that firefight, the suspect vehicle comes to rest, at which time a subject exits the passenger side of the vehicle wearing tactical gear. That subject starts to run towards sheriff's deputies, and during the gunfire goes down.
San Bernardino Sheriff Shannon Dica says the 15-year-old was transported to an area hospital but later pronounced dead. Her father also died. The sheriff did not specify whether the girl was shot by the responding deputies or by her father. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.